This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington. The Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, will address a joint session of the U.S. Congress Wednesday. Jens Stoltenberg is in Washington for celebrations marking NATO's 70th birthday. He says it's also a time when NATO has strong support here in the U.S.
We see that in the Congress. We see it in opinion polls. They all tell the same story. There is strong support for NATO in the United States from both sides. But that was also the clear message from President Trump today. He is a staunch supporter of NATO. At the same time, he conveys a clear message about the importance of that allies invest more, fair burden sharing, and NATO allies agree. We have actually all made the same pledge.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. The European Union's chief negotiator said that Britain is getting closer and closer to having its exit from the EU go forward with no deal in place on the terms of its withdrawal. So far, British lawmakers have rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's proposals three times. May is expected to try to bring it for a fourth vote. If no agreement is reached on a plan by the EU's April 12th deadline, Britain may exit with no deal or try to get other EU members to agree to a longer extension. Voters in the U.S. Midwestern city of Chicago have overwhelmingly chosen Lori Lightfoot to be the city's next mayor. She is the first African-American female and openly gay candidate to become mayor in Chicago, defeating longtime Chicago politician Tony Preckwinkle. Lightfoot will be sworn in on May 20th to replace Mayor Rahm Emanuel. As always, for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.